Yay!
Well, that worked. Perfect.
She did it. She did it. And there's no loud sound in the background. That's nice.
Nope. So we are live recording. So take it away, Rachel.
Right. So, Leanne, you have some announcements to make first, correct? As far as the letting people know that they're on mute and that anyone who's, you know, some basic stuff, want to start with that?
Yep. So we are going to be muted for this conference call so that we can record it. If we have time at the end, we may open it to questions, but most of your questions should be answered during the conference call. And at that time, if we do open it for questions, you will just need to hit *6 to unmute yourself. And then once you've asked your question, we ask you to remute yourself by hitting *6. If you're at a computer, it would be very helpful for you to go to www.signingtimeacademy.com, because Rachel will direct you to some of the places that some of your questions will be answered.
Okay. And then as far as registering for the call, give them that information?
If you go to our Facebook page, you can register for the call if you have not previously registered. And all those who are registered for the call will receive a free parent guide in their email box in the next couple of days.
Yay!
Oh, free's good. I like free.
We love free.
All right. So welcome to this information call on the Signing Time Academy. I'm Rachel Coleman, and I am here with Gwen Cox, who is our recruiting specialist, and we also have Leanne Mason, and Leanne is just has got all the answers. Leanne's a great resource to you, and we have a good-sized team here of resources to answer your questions and support you along your journey with us in the Signing Time Academy. For those of you who don't know who I am, I'm the lady in orange with the colors on her fingers. So I would assume that if you're on the call, you're pretty clear. Should I prove it? It's signing time with Alex and Leah, something like that. Okay, so that's who I am, and I am the executive director of the Signing Time Academy. We've had over 90 people register for this call, so I'm just honored and thrilled that you're interested in what we're up to and that you're looking at joining our team and signing with us. And actually, the Signing Time Academy, what it really is, it's the face of Signing Time. It is the future and the face of Signing Time. And the Academy puts you, in some ways, in my shoes. I can't be everywhere. I do a lot of outreach. I do a lot of concerts. I communicate through social media, Facebook and Twitter. And we've got Signing Time on PBS stations around the country. And I've got music videos on Nick Jr. And so we're finding people. You know, people are finding us that way. But you, in your community, can reach more people than I can in your community. So I will never meet the person that's next to you in the grocery store. I will never be, most likely, at your child's, you know, PTA meeting. And so you have access to people that would never, ever type in www.signingtime.com to find our products or buy our products. They might happen upon, you know, us on PBS at once a week, sometime in the morning, or find us on Nick Jr. So the Signing Time Academy was actually created out of the requests from Signing Time families around the world, and it's a global network. So some of you have asked about that. You don't just have to be in the U.S. It is global. Your request to be a part of what we're doing. And, you know, there are some things that have come up just in the years that we've been making Signing Time and sharing Signing Time, and even in the Signing Time theme song, the line that I think sums it up is, where friends can meet and find, we're not so different after all. And in some ways, I feel that line, that very simple line, is the heart of Signing Time and the heart of the Signing Time Academy. And so when you join the Academy, you have the opportunity to bring Signing Time into your neighborhood, to your friends, to your schools, to your families, to the people that you are going to bump into on a day-to-day basis. And you are given communication for all children of all abilities. That's, you know, that's my personal mission. But I get to hand it off to you and entrust you with that. And so you're bringing communication for all children of all abilities, but in your community. And so we had the request for years and years, please, how do we become a part of this? And so we've created the Academy, and we're going in. It's been about 3 years, and we're over 900 instructors strong, and we're still growing. So that's a little bit of background, and like I said, there's over 90 people that are registered to be on this call to find out more, so you are in good company. If you have a computer in front of you, I recommend that you open up your browser and go to www.signingtimeacademy.com. So SIGNINGTIMEACADEMY.com. And when you get there, many of your questions will be answered there. Or if there's something that I don't, that we don't cover, you're going to find the answers there. Okay. So where you see is host a home party, you see take a class and become an instructor. What I want you to click on is become an instructor. Okay. And now I've got all of your questions that you sent in, and they were so great. I mean, really great questions. Teresa in Dallas, last name Dallas, in Florida says, is this something we do in person with kids or on videos? So the sign, this is just basic, what is the academy? This is something that you do in person. So you would be a Signing Time Academy instructor, and you would be teaching workshops or classrooms or baby Signing Time classes. You could be doing presentations for educators. You could be teaching preschool teachers how to use our preschool curriculum. What else, Gwen? Presenting at expos and conferences. Anything else that we've missed? Elementary schools, daycares.
That's just the tip of the iceberg. There's probably that many more that they can present at, where they can teach at, one-on-one sessions.
Private sessions.
Yeah. I mean, it's the basics of the language, so it goes anywhere.
Yeah, and so it really depends on you. So there are some people who would never, ever, ever want to present at a conference, and you would never have to do that. So you don't have to worry about it. Like when you become an instructor, you will see where you fit, and you will see where you feel comfortable. And then, you know, we have access for you to be successful in whatever it is that you're most comfortable with. So the next part of that question is this something a sign language interpreter would do well with? Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you don't have to be a sign language interpreter.
No.
Again, we have levels for everybody. So if you are a sign language interpreter, jump on in. You're going to have a blast, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be easy as far as, like, your levels. And, you know, sign language, an ASL interpreter, we would have them doing more of like the presenting at conferences if they're comfortable with that.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of it's based on your signing skill levels. A question from Lorna is, does this qualify me as an American Sign Language instructor? So if you're asking if it qualifies you as an interpreter, no. This does not qualify you to interpret for deaf people.
Right.
It qualifies you as a Signing Time Academy instructor, and we'll go through some of those levels and what that means. And then the next part of her question is, are there many instructors in my area? Okay, so on our Signing Time Academy site, right there at the top, there's little buttons. There's store, home parties, conference, about the academy, FAQs, resources, and then find an instructor. So click find an instructor. You'll see first name, last name, business name, zip code, country. You could search by country. So some of you are moving. There's somebody who's moving internationally who was asking, how do I find out if there's anyone near me? You can search by country. You can search by zip code. So to find out if there's anyone near you, you can do that. So I suggest you do it now and take a look. Zip code, state. State's not on there. So we're going to say country or zip code. And we are worldwide, so if you are moving to another country and you're taking signing time with you and you'd like to teach classes and share signing time there, you absolutely can join the academy and do that. Okay.
I'm hoping, Rachel, that Solomon from South Africa is on the call because they were supposed to be on the call.
Oh, awesome.
And then there was somebody from Germany.
Somebody moving to Germany.
Very global.
Yeah, and that's Jane. From Maryland, who says, I'll be going to Germany for 3 to 4 years, military transfer, and was wondering what signing time has going on over there. We don't have a lot going on in Europe, and we would love to have you there representing us.
Yes.
She says, I'll be taking my products, and was just wondering if anything's happening. So, some people, when you search what's going on near you, you might be surprised. If there's nothing, then what a great opportunity for you. You know, if no one in your area is teaching any type of signing time classes, we would love to have you on our team. And if you happen to be somewhere else, like maybe Los Angeles, and you put in your area and there's a lot of people, it's still really great because there are babies born every single day and there are families looking for these resources all the time. And so even if somebody is set up within, you know, 10 miles from you, it doesn't mean that they have, you know, that they have this monopoly on it, because every single one of our Signing Time instructors, Signing Time Academy instructors, their skills and their interests are so different. So, for example, you might have somebody who is a teacher in a school already and stays after school and provides Signing Time classes as a extracurricular activity. And they get paid for that. The school sometimes pays them or the participants, and it can be set up a number of different ways. And so you might see that and go, oh, no, there's somebody in there in my backyard. But they're not even, you know, they're teaching elementary school students. And you might be looking at teaching sort of the mommy and me classes. And so don't get discouraged if there are people that are already doing this near you. Another thing to consider is if there are a lot of people in your area doing it, to work together, to support each other. I was just in Denver, was it last week? My heavens, I think it was last week. And I was meeting with a number of the instructors there in that area, and one of the instructors is deaf. So that's another question. You know, this is really for anybody. Somebody asked, do I have to know how to sing? No. You don't have to know how to sing. I've got that covered for you. And this instructor who was deaf was asking me that too. She said, Rachel, how do I implement the songs? I'm deaf. Like, how do I can turn on a DVD, but still I don't know the right times to sign. And she is working at her son's school after school. I think she teaches right now, I think, six classes a week. And these are elementary age students. So I said, well, what I would do is, you know, as you teach the children the signs, now you just tell, obviously they know you're deaf, so you say, okay, I'm deaf, I've taught you the signs, I'm going to put on the song, and I want you to perform it for me. So when, you know, when they say red, you sign red. I said, you know, whatever your skills are, use those. And whatever your skills aren't, don't worry about it. It's okay. There's no one way to do this. There are a number of different ways.
Right.
And if you, let's see, so a few of the questions were about existing places of instruction. Like, I want to merge Signing Time into an existing early childhood program. That's awesome. You know, so if you're already teaching daycare or you're already teaching preschool, it's so easy to become an instructor and incorporate that. When you become an instructor, you can sell products, you can teach classes, and you charge for those classes, and you're just sharing Signing Time in your community. And like I said, it's really up to you and what you're comfortable with, what communities you focus on. We have people who are interested and connected to homeschool communities. And so they go in and teach Signing Time as a ASL vocabulary building series for homeschoolers. You have, like I said, people who – I've got one of the questions here from Carrie, who says, I'm not sure that I want to do this. I'm a doula and a stay-at-home grandma. And I was laughing as I read it because my sister Rebecca is also a doula. And if you're a doula, you're right there. Babies are being born, and they should be in your classes within a
Absolutely.
Few months.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah. So there's just – it works. It works. If you're a stay-at-home mom and you want to do this, it works. If you're already, you know, teaching some sort of a class to mommy and me type of a thing, you can incorporate this. It really works for anybody. Let's go back to the website. So now you know how to find an instructor near you. And let's go to about the academy. If you mouse over it, there will be a drop-down menu. And go to become an instructor. We should just say apply now, right, Gwen? Just click
right.
Apply now. No.
Just go ahead and do it now.
I'm going to walk you through just some of this. Because a lot of the questions were inside of this. So how do I become an instructor? How do I get involved in the deaf community? That's from Sarah. Kimberly asks, where do you start? I want to know more about sign language. Someone else says, what are the advantages of becoming an instructor with the Signing Time Academy? And so we'll go through that. So how do you start? Well, you're at the website, and we have some basic requirements. So we have different levels. Like I said, we have something that works for everybody. Some of you said, all of my signing experience is from Signing Time, and we have a place for you too. So you don't need to be intimidated if you don't have a degree in sign language. And if you have more experience, we can direct you to get even more experience, right, Gwen? I mean, if they're looking
exactly.
at being an advanced sign time instructor or a master, there are some online courses that you can take as well. So why would you become a certified instructor? Because you love Signing Time. And so many people have told me, they're like, I share this all the time anyway. I would love to just make a little money off it. So that's one reason. You love Signing Time products, and you love to teach. That would be another reason. You want to run your own business. That would be another reason. So, you know, anything inside of that. You love working with children. And some of you even said, I'm shy. How do I do this if I'm shy? And I thought that was a great question, too, because believe it or not, pretty much anything that you're dealing with as you're looking at doing this as a business, I've had to deal with. Yes, me, Rachel Coleman. I was so shy when we started Signing Time that when I wrote the very first song, the Signing Time theme song, I couldn't look at my sister Emily, Alex's mom, when I sang it. So I wrote the song in another room, and then I came in and I said, I wrote a song for the theme song, and she said, okay, play it for me. And I said, well, hold on. And I turned around with my back to her, facing a wall, and I played guitar, and I started singing the song. And then I finished, and I turned around and looked at her, and she's like, that was great. And that's just kind of how I worked. I was so embarrassed and shy about being in front of people. So even shy people can be instructors.
Yeah.
Because I was the shyest, and I've probably taught the most so far through Signing Time. So don't let it stop you. Okay. So what are the benefits of becoming an instructor? Why would you want to do this? Well, you get a wholesale discount on Signing Time products, and you can resell your products for a profit. You charge tuition for your classes, so the more classes you teach or the more you charge, the more you earn. You receive all the tools in your startup kit. You get the products, your presentation outlines, Signing Time curriculums, memberships to the Instructor Lounge, where you get connected with other instructors. You get training and support, and we list you as an instructor on our website. So that first place where you went to find an instructor, when you become an instructor, you'll be listed there. So when people in your community are looking for Signing Time products or Signing Time classes, they'll find you, which is really great because, you know, not everybody can wait the 2 to 3 days or however long it is to ship from us. If you've got product on hand and they've got a birthday party that afternoon, then you're the one, okay? So let me just see inside of that. Okay, inside of that, some of you asked, well, I already own products. I already own some of them. I own all of them. I own a classroom edition. Is there some sort of a credit that I can get? The products that are included in your kit are so heavily discounted that it's just turn around and sell them in your classes, if nothing else. Like, we really want you to have fresh, clean, nice-looking products that are on display, that are the current versions, so you don't have some VHS and tattered boxes and some chewed-on flashcards. And, you know, you really want to, when you're, you know, have your display and your products out, you are representing us. And so we want you to have a fresh new set to have out and have on display just inside of marketing and having products available for people. Okay? Does that make sense? I think. So,
absolutely.
Yes, you may have the classroom edition already and you love it and use it. And depending on what level you come in at, the classroom edition would, for baby Signing Time instructors, it's not included, so you don't have to worry. And, you know, you might say, I already have baby Signing Time. But, again, you want to have your display products and you want to have the matching covers and things. You know, we've changed things over the years, so we want to make sure that you've got that. Okay. So basic requirements for becoming a certified instructor. So we've had people ask, well, I'm male. Can I become an instructor? Yes. We have male instructors. But the basic requirements are you must have graduated from high school or the equivalent, so passed a GED. Okay, so if that's you, stay on the call. All right. You must be at least 18 years of age at the time of the application for just obvious reasons. We've got to have legal adults. You have to have access to high-speed internet because a lot of the training's online, and you need to have email and be able to use Adobe Acrobat Reader, Word, Excel, things like that. And then you need to complete the ASL education requirements. So we have three different levels of instructor certification you can apply and work toward. Gwen, do you want to go through those? Are you looking?
Sure.
I mean, or do you want me to? Or I mean, I'm online looking at it, but you can kind of give them
the world
of it. I
do this in my
okay.
sleep, practically.
Go for it. Those of you that are concerned that you're not an interpreter or that all of your signing is from signing time, it's okay. You would be a baby
yes.
signing time instructor.
A baby signing time instructor, this is the perfect entry point for those that have not been exposed to ASL training, and we can provide everything you need. The only thing that you're going to do is take the online review, and it's super simple. We can literally get you certified in one day at the baby signing time level. You are able to teach families with children ages 0 to 3. I think that's pretty much you're able to go into different locations and explain about signing time. At the baby signing time level, you have a wonderful opportunity to get out there and explain what the program is, sign people up, do presentations at child care centers, child care associations. There is a laundry list of opportunities for baby signing time. So that's a great place. And how many places can you start a business with that small of an investment and get a turnaround usually with your first class? So in other words, you start in the black after your first class. Not many businesses can make that claim. So you're a business owner, you're a professional, and that includes, I have always included moms as professionals because they're professionals working at home. So that's the baby signing time level. The advanced level is one step up. It requires two certified and approved ASL courses that can be from a community college, it can be from a university, it can be from private instruction from a person that is deaf, or you can take our online courses. Our online courses are self-paced. They will get you the certification for the first two ASL courses. They'll send you a certificate that guarantees that you are an advanced instructor qualified to teach at that level. You'll also do, which is fun, a video of you performing, and you don't have to sing it, one of the signing time songs and a children's book. And if you go on YouTube and look up Signing Time Auditions, Signing Time Academy, you'll see tons of instructors that have submitted their video. We have laughed. Some of them bring their children in to do the video, and it's a hoot. It's so much fun. So you do that. That's part of your requirement to be an advanced certified instructor. Master requires four ASL courses. If you come in at the master, you also will do the video. But if you come in at advanced and then later on upgrade, and the upgrade is simply paying the difference between the advanced and the master. That's all there is to it. You don't have to do another video. So those are the three levels. The advanced and the master can teach any age, any professional, any professional organization. The advanced can present at any conference up to a regional level. The master, with approval, can present all the way up to national. So there is something for everyone. We meet the needs and the desires of anyone who's passionate about teaching, passionate about signing time, combining those two, even shy people get the self-confidence, because that's usually what it takes, is just getting out there and sharing with other people, and the shyness disappears because you're talking about something you love and something you want your friends and family to be involved in. And pretty soon you're doing presentations in front of complete strangers. So we make it to where there are plenty of roads and avenues that you can take. There are different opportunities that you can teach in. You can go to hospitals. You can go to organizations. You can go to child care centers. You can go to child care organizations. The list is long. I mean, I can't even go through it on the phone, but That's the three levels that are available. Does that cover it?
I think that covers it. And did you include in those levels that the products that they get, like that you receive the Signing Time products that actually support you in that level of your business? It's included
Absolutely.
In your startup kit cost. So
that's your suite of tools. And your Baby Signing Time level, you get all of the Baby Signing Time DVDs, CDs, flashcards. You get this manual that looks like the New York phone book. And within that manual are 16 weeks of curriculum that you can use. And when I say user-friendly, I mean you can literally open it up, having never seen it before, and begin teaching. It is that user-friendly. So don't let that intimidate you. You can start teaching next week. You sign up today, we'll get you ready to start teaching next week. So that's in the Baby Signing Time suite of tools. In the advanced tools, you get all of the Baby Signing Time tools. You get the manual. You get all of Series 1, CDs, DVDs, flashcards, everything in Series 1. Plus, as a bonus, you get the Classroom Edition. Now, the Classroom Edition all by itself is a $300 retail value. So you're getting that included in that Series 1 group of tools, so you're heavily loaded with plenty of resource materials to get you started. The benefits of the advanced level is that you can teach any age. You're not limited. Any profession, any professional. Then at the master level, you get all of Series 2, DVDs, CDs, flashcards, board books, you name it, all of them in Series 2. Plus all of Series 1, all of the advanced tools, and all of the Baby Signing Time tools. So when you get your master kit, if that's the level you sign up for, it looks like Christmas on your doorstep. So when you get your tools. Now, one question that I get a lot of is, I want to be a master or I want to be an advanced, but I'm not qualified yet. Go ahead and sign up at the level that you think you're going to be certified in within the next year. Get your tools and then work towards that certification. You can also come in at Baby Signing Time and advance and upgrade when you're ready. So we've got a plethora of options for you to choose from. You don't have to think, oh, I can't afford that. Okay, start at the Baby Signing Time and then upgrade after your first class, because you're going to be making enough money after you do your classes selling product alone is going to pay for your upgrade. If you offer these products to families, I can tell you from experience, and I've been teaching for roughly 14 years, parents are going to be looking to you as the expert. So if you say, this is the DVD for this class, this is the DVD for the second class, this is what you need to have, more than likely your families are going to go, oh, well, give it to me. That's what I need. If you're telling me that's what I need, that's what I need. So you are the expert, and that's why we call you professionals.
Perfect.
Okay, anything
Perfect.
Else?
Yes, Leanne, I would like you to address, we are moving the manuals to a different format, and we have only 35 of the binder manuals left, about 35, and I'm going to have Leanne, she's got the details for sure. So Leanne, are you
okay.
there?
I am.
Would
so
you please
those
share?
That register first will obviously still get printed manuals. Once we run out of these manuals, we're going to go to a digital manual so that as we make updates and improve our stuff, that everything is available online and easily accessible. So as we move forward, we're going to go paperless, and that way you can print off what you want, and the rest you can just read online and have it that way. So while the supplies last, those that register first will get the printed manuals, and then we will move forward. All of our revisions and all of that will be available to our instructors online.
How many did you say were left, Leanne?
There's approximately 35. I forgot to get the count this morning, but there's approximately 35 left. And if you have any questions, our support email address is simply academy at signingtime.com.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, there's the challenge for the next 35 to get their own manual.
So if you're online and you're looking at the website, the SigningTimeAcademy.com site, if you scroll to the top, you'll see a little button that says Apply Now, includes all materials, product support, and curriculum. So that is how you apply. So how do you apply? You click that and you start filling it out. If you have been working with an associate director, as you are registering, please make sure that you put their name in. If you have not been working with one, don't worry about it. We will assign you to someone who will support you and take care of you and answer your questions. Also on, about the academy, become an instructor. There you really have links to everything that you need. So everything from the ASL education requirements, it goes into deeper detail. All of the contents of your startup kits, there's a link. The levels of certification, the basic requirements, even the video submission guidelines for advanced and master levels. So baby signing time instructors, you don't need to worry about that. And there's, you know, all kinds of resources there. And then Leanne gave you the email if you have additional questions. Our team is really committed to answering your questions and supporting you and making sure that you really are clear if this is going to work for you. You know, we really want people to on our team who love this and are excited and are as excited as we are about really putting communication in the hands of families around the globe. I'm going to just see if we've got a few more questions here that we haven't quite covered. So what kind of certification would we receive upon completion, and does it apply to all states and schools? So you would receive the certification as a Signing Time Academy instructor, and you can use that anywhere. It's not restricted by state lines. So if you're in California and you move to Idaho, it's not a problem. If you move to another country, you're still a Signing Time Academy instructor. Anything about that, Gwen?
I was going to say what I am hearing back from instructors now is that schools are recognizing Signing Time Academy, and they're recognizing the certification. So it's a bonus for you to go into a school and say, I am certified by Signing Time and Signing Time Academy. So that's just an added bonus.
And somebody asks, what are the advantages of becoming an instructor with Signing Time in comparison to other sign language companies? And I think that's a great question, because you might know people or have heard of other companies that sell sign language classes or products. And I'll speak to it first, Gwen, and then if you've got anything to add, feel free.
Okay.
Okay. As far as brands, Signing Time is the only product line that I know of that has been on PBS, that is on cable, on Nick Jr. We're so, you know, you get to use our brand. You get the
right.
benefit of the years of work that we've done getting that mark out there and people recognizing, oh, Signing Time, I've seen that. What do you do with Signing Time? Well, I teach classes. We also, I would dare say, have the largest library of products available for you to sell. There are other companies, and I don't think anyone has over 30 entertaining videos with the production level that we provide with the songs and the interaction. From what I've seen, no one has replicated what we do. And what we do really well, and we're proud of that. So, you know, you have access to selling our entire product line. People see us on TV, but they don't know where to get it, and they're gonna start getting it from you. So you're associated with the Signing Time brand, the Signing Time Academy. What else, Gwen?
The number one in my mind is that they will get the support that they need. That's key. It's one thing to just sell a startup kit and then say, hey, good luck, see ya. And it's another thing to say, the minute you sign up, you have support from a huge team that will support you in all areas, will be there for you, not just for one day or one week, for as long as you're an instructor. I don't know that many companies can make that claim, so I'm very proud of that.
Okay.
The other thing we offer is, as soon as you are complete with your certification, you are listed in the Find an Instructor, and we do send class leads your direction. If we get somebody in your area that says, I want to take a class, where do I find an instructor, we send them all the instructors in that area, and so we give you leads for your classes as well.
And another thing that the Signing Time Academy instructors have access to that that nobody else does is outreach. And so when you see that I'm traveling and putting on community concerts around the country, it's the Signing Time Academy instructor that's behind that. And so we partner together, the Academy and the Signing Time Foundation, and it's the instructors that bring me out to put on concerts for their community. And then I talk about the instructor. I talk about you and the classes that you offer. So I did one last week in Peoria. Abby Cook is the instructor that put it on. And so, you know, she had the program there, and it listed her classes in it. And I talked about her and, made, you know, introduced her to the 500 people that were there so that they know this is Abby. Like, this is who you want to contact when you want classes. Signing Time, it's a system. You can watch DVDs, you know, and learn the signs, but there's expressive and receptive signing skills that are so important in signing, and that's the face-to-face signing with another individual. And many of you may have experienced this, that you are great at fingerspelling, but when somebody fingerspells to you, you are, you know, your mind goes blank. You're like, what? Slow down. And they do it again, and you're like, no, slower. Okay, like, can you write it out for me with a pen? You know? And those are your receptive skills. And so the signing, like, you are able to offer a system that really works. It's two parts. It's the classes and the DVDs. And as I've talked to instructors, they say the families that they teach that are most successful are the families that are coming to the classes and own the DVDs.
Yes.
Most everybody in the academy found out about Signing Time because of the DVDs. And
yeah.
So some people have been a little concerned about, like, well, I don't know about selling DVDs. Well, you all found out about it from DVDs, and it has them be most successful if they can reinforce those signing skills with the DVDs at home. And so it's a two-part approach. The classes, the face-to-face communication, the socialization, the expressive and receptive signing skills, and at home, it's reinforced with the DVDs, so when they come back next week, they haven't just only lost it. It would be like just going to piano lessons but never practicing. And so those two components are so important, and it will give them that foundation for communication, and it will last and impact their life. So,
Rachel, I always
yes.
tell my families, I can't follow you home. So please take this DVD or this set of DVDs and use this as your backup, as your practice, to sit down with your family and work on this together. And then when you come back, then we'll talk about the next set.
Yeah.
So it's support. There again, support.
Yep, exactly. We just have a few more questions and that we haven't covered. One of them is, what is the benefit of being a Signing Time instructor as opposed to just purchasing the curriculum and teaching it? So we have a classroom curriculum, and there are teachers who use that, like school teachers in elementary school, that use it in their classroom just as part of their curriculum, and they don't join the academy to do that. We created that product for that reason. That is a very different business, and it's pretty limited. So if you just want to, you know, have the classroom edition and use it in the classroom, that's great. You can do that, but you can't sell our products. You don't have access to our marketing materials and support. You wouldn't be receiving leads from us and referrals from us, and it's a different thing. You know, if you're a school teacher and you want to use our products in your school class, you absolutely can do that. You don't have to join the academy, or you can choose to join the academy and have all of those additional benefits with starting your own business is the difference. One is, I'm already teaching and want to use some products. Great. Please use our products. Share sign language. Let's just see. Will you accept the four classes from signing online once I've finished them to get certified? Gwen.
Absolutely. If they finished all four of them, they can call me.
They can call Gwen.
I love that. When people have completed courses like this, and I would bet money that they completed it in a lot shorter time than taking four courses through a local university.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some people who finish each course in a matter of hours because it's self-paced. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do it when your children take a nap. It's just, we're making this so easy.
So let's point you guys to Signing Online so you know what that is. And we link to it from our Signing Time Academy website. So
right.
signingtimeacademy.com. You're going to go to About the Academy and become an instructor. It's in there, and I believe it's under the different levels as well. And if you can either scroll down or there's a hyperlink that is ASL Education Requirements. At the bottom there, signingonline.com. And Gwen, give them a little rundown of, well, so this would not be for, you don't need to do this for baby signing time levels.
No, no, you do not. Although I do have some that take it because it's fun.
It's not a bad idea. You may as well.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a lot cheaper than a university course. It is $49.95 for each ASL course. There's four of them. You need, like I said before, you need two of them for the advanced and four of them for master. You don't have to have any signing skill knowledge beforehand because this is going to provide you with what you need. There are lessons in each course. Once you complete all of the lessons, they send you a certificate. Once you get the certificate, you submit it to us, and then we announce that you're certified once you complete all the other steps. But that's part of your ASL certification. It gives you kind of a broad knowledge and overview of American Sign Language. So that also empowers you to be a better instructor in front of your families. The more you know, the easier it is to teach, the more comfortable you get in your own skin, because you've got that knowledge. You've got that basis to draw from.
Perfect. And we request that the courses will be valid if they're completed with a C. Just a C? I would bump that up. No.
Yeah.
A C or above within 8 years to the date of your application for the Signing Time Academy, unless you're currently licensed and working as a professional in the field that relies on American Sign Language communication. Also, if any of you are fluent in American Sign Language because you are a CODA, you're a child of a deaf adult, or you are married to someone who's deaf, definitely those are things you want to tell us. We waive, you know, we waive some of the like the signing online requirements and things like that.
That's right.
Obviously, if you have a degree in American Sign Language or you're an interpreter, those are things you let us know, and we will accept that your diploma, things like that.
Gladly.
Okay, clear. Right. So, yeah, $49.99, it's very affordable, and we make it pretty easy for you to move up. If you come in at the baby signing time level and you want to move up, that's where you get started. With a question from Julie in Texas says, I can't afford the entire Sign Time series. I have about 25 episodes. Again, everything you're going to need is going to come in your kit. So
yes.
You don't have to go to signingtime.com and buy all the products. In fact, I mean, you can. Maybe you have, and that's fine. But your kit, whatever level you sign up at, it will include the products that you need. And so, again, if you already have 25 episodes, great. You may have them on DVR. Again, that's why we include them in the kit so that you have the real products there in front of you. And you have flashcards, you have board books, you have music CDs, you've got all of that stuff, okay? Okay, we've covered the cost of the programs as you went through the levels. Did you go through, the lowest level is $199. You can
correct.
Get in with us at $199. That's where you start. And the other part of that is, what's the cost of the program? This is from Anita. And can I do this from my home? Yes. We have instructors
yes.
who teach from their home. So
yes.
There were a number of questions about where can I teach? And I almost turn it around and say, where can't you teach? We have instructors.
True.
We do, teaching in parks. We have them teaching uh-huh. in homes. We have them teaching in schools, in preschools, in daycares, in churches. Like I said, I was in Peoria last week, and Abby is so great. Abby Cook in Peoria, she does a sign and stroll class. She just charges $2, and she's partnered with one of the running stores in Peoria. And so parents come with their kids in strollers, and they all go for a walk around the river, and then they sit down and do a little sign language class, and she just charges $2 for that, but she's able to market her signing classes so people know about it and then can sign up for her series of classes. People teach
yeah.
in coffee shops. Where else?
Photography
really?
Studios. I mean, I've
yep.
got two photographers that they've taken pictures of the parents with the signing babies.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the perfect venue because there's no furniture in there. It's just a bare floor. That's a great
yeah.
place to teach.
Gymnasium.
Signing at the grocery store.
Yep.
That's a great one.
Actually, yeah, health food stores. I know of instructors who do, like, at their local health food store. Because, you know, it's a connected communication kind of parenting family thing. And so
Absolutely.
What a great place to market. Sometimes you can partner with a library or a zoo or a children's museum to do a monthly or a weekly special event for them. You don't
yes.
charge anything for it, but you would be able to market your classes. So assigning safari at the zoo once a month, and you have the zoo market it to their newsletter, and then people
yes.
come and they meet you and find out about you and your classes. And, you know, if you've got a lot of people in your area, a lot of instructors, get together with them. You'll be amazed. I mean, just at the different levels of experience and expertise and just the brainstorming. When I was in Denver and I was sitting down face-to-face with about 7 instructors there and then 2 more online, they were all talking about how if all of them went to the local zoo and offered assigning safari, they could do it weekly. They could have safaris going every half hour with all of them teamed up together, 9 or 10 instructors. You want to meet the other instructors in your area in case you get sick or you need someone to cover your class. Some of them may be more involved in the deaf community than you are, and if that's something you're interested in, you want to make those connections. So like I said, you know, it really is a place where friends can meet and find. We're not so different after all. We can pool our resources and bring sign language and early communication and bonding to families in your community. That's what we're doing.
Rachel, I think that brings up a great point because I hear a lot of, well, there's somebody close to me. And the thing that I stress on the phone with all applicants is that we work as a team. We don't work as competitors.
Right.
And we help support each other. That expands your area greatly because when you're competing with each other, you're limited in what you can do. So.
It's true. And I mean, I can look out the window here of the office and there's a McDonald's across the street and there's a Sonic right next to it, you know?
Uh-huh.
And they serve different people's wants and needs. And so
exactly.
It is not a problem if there are a number of instructors in your area. You're going to be it's very likely that you're serving different people's wants and needs. And
yeah.
if you all can pull together and brainstorm, you're going to come up with things that you wouldn't have ever come up with on your own. And so really use each other as resources, use people who are training you as resources, and use us here at Signing Time as resources as well.
Yeah.
And also I've heard from instructors that there are other signing companies. Like, well, there's somebody who's already doing a different company's sign language class. I'm like, great. It's not
yeah.
a problem. It's not Signing Time.
That's
you know,
right.
it's just something else. And that shows you that there is a want and there is a need in your community. It's something people are looking for. And so that's something that you can offer. And, you know, if they're teaching something else, they're probably not selling our products or doing our songs or have our classes, you know. And like I said, you've got the power of the Signing Time brand behind you.
Yeah.
And there isn't anyone other than the Signing Time Academy that has that.
Amen, sister.
This is a sign for amen, sister.
Yeah.
All right. Let's just see what else. We've got just a couple more questions and a couple more minutes, so I think that's perfect. Okay. Again, this is kind of similar as a Signing Time instructor. Does one work through your organization, or would we be able to work with other groups in the areas where we live? So both. We'll refer people to you. You'll be listed on our website so that anybody who's looking in their area can find you. And you are more than welcome to work through other groups in the areas where you live. It really, there's something for everyone, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, whoever you're connected with, whatever schools or church groups, you can go on in and start teaching them. And I was laughing just recently. I was thinking back. I was talking to some instructors, and they were worried about, well, you know, where can I teach? I don't even know where to start, and what if people say no? And I said, oh, play the game. See if you can get 10 no's today. Have 10 people tell you no. And they were just,
mm-hmm.
they were like, really? I said, yeah, I even play that game. Like, we get so worried about people telling us no that we don't ask. And if you get 10 no's, then you're 10 steps closer to actually finding a place to teach. And I told them, again, no matter what you're dealing with in this business, I've been there and I've dealt with it. And when Leah was 4 years old, before we even created Signing Time, but it was really why we created Signing Time, I cold called a co-op preschool in our neighborhood. And Leah went to a deaf school, But this was just at our neighborhood park, and there was a preschool there, and the parents had to come volunteer. Leah didn't go there because she was deaf, and she went to the deaf preschool. But I just called them one day because those were the kids that played in our neighborhood. They played at our park. And I said, "Hi, my name is Rachel Coleman," and nobody cared because because this was 10 years ago. And I said, "I was wondering if I could come in and do a sign language story time for your students once a week." And they said, "Are you kidding? Absolutely. It's language, it's arts, it's literacy. Can we pay you?" And
wow.
That was my first call, and I was just like you. Like I was, you know, I was not Rachel Coleman from Signing Time. I was just the deaf kid's mom, and they didn't even know that. And I'd had a deaf mentor and a couple community ed classes, so it's not like I had a degree in my back pocket going, "Oh, I can do this." But I knew I could do stories with kids.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I could keep them interested and teach them some signs and maybe just do, you know, one class about animals and then make sure they know the signs and then do a story about it. So that was my first call, was to a preschool in the area just saying, "Hi, can I come in and do this?" And they said, "Can we pay you?" I wasn't
wow.
even doing it. I wasn't planning on getting paid. I was like, "Well, yeah, I guess," you know. And so I would go in for, I think they paid me $30 a time, and it was a half-hour class. I would just come in with the kids, and then at their graduation, you know, they all performed a song, and they signed it. And,
aww.
You know, I've been where you are. So one of the instructors I was sharing this with said, "Wow, I would never call a preschool." And somebody else said, "Well, that would be the first place I would call." And so, again, that's just an example of every single one of you who's interested has a different focus, a different interest, a different, you know, you may never, ever be somebody who would call a preschool, but, you know, you're going to work with homeschooling families. And your next-door neighbor might be a Signing Time Academy instructor who only works with preschools. There are millions of children born every year. You know, we are not
right.
capped out. I'm telling you, we have not saturated
nope.
the market with Signing Time. It's amazing to me still, after 10 years, how many people have never, ever heard of Signing Time. And really, the only way they would find out about it is to catch it on TV by chance, or type in, for some random reason, signingtime.com, except for now they're going to meet you. Now they're going to see you, and you're going to, you know, be wearing a Signing Time Academy shirt or have a Signing Time Academy tote and have your Signing Time Academy flyers places, and they're going to go, oh, that's that sign language thing. I've been wondering where I can go to learn that, and it's going to be you. You get to be the future and the face of Signing Time, and that's what the Academy is. And so
Rachel,
I
jump in?
Yeah,
and
yeah. Jump
offer
in.
A suggestion too, because it just dawned on me, because I've got two classes set up. We're coming into, I know this is hard to believe, school is getting ready to start.
No.
I know. And there is, most schools have what's called a fall break. Most parents, and this is what I'm finding, most parents get to that point and they're like, "What do I do with my children during fall break?" They're bored. I mean, yeah, they like being out of school. This is a great opportunity for you just coming in. You're going to be prepared. You're going to be ready to go to offer classes during that fall break for the kids that are out of school. This is a great opportunity. And I think what you're going to find is that you're going to have to break it into two or three classes because there will be so many people signing up. So,
perfect. Perfect, perfect. Last question. Here we are at 3:25.
Wow.
And this is from Reese. Any experience with people offering Signing Time or ASL in general internationally? Yes. And this is just awesome. There are Signing Time branded preschools in Japan. Okay, so hang with me. Like, I never thought this was where we would be going with Signing Time when we started it. There are so many places, so many countries that are so interested in their children learning English as a second language,
mm-hmm.
and they have found that sign language, using sign language to introduce that English, is more effective in learning and remembering the language. And so, yes, if you are anywhere, a non-English-speaking country, it is not a problem. In fact, you will probably find a huge market of parents who want their very young children to learn English. And I know this is sort of a what we're talking about sign language,
mm-hmm.
but Signing Time does not just teach American Sign Language vocabulary. It's not in a vacuum. It is English vocabulary as well. And so what, after a few years of doing signing time, I stepped back and went, oh my gosh, this isn't just ASL vocabulary. We are teaching all of the necessary preschool and even kindergarten skills that every child, at least in our country, needs.
Uh-huh.
We're teaching feelings, we're teaching fruits and vegetables, we're teaching family members and colors and weather, things outside, in the sky. We're teaching, we're giving them the groundwork for kindergarten. And so for families who want their children to learn English, signing time works as well. So that may have just completely opened up the blinders for a brand new possibility around what you could do with this. Yeah, there are people who want to sign with their children, and there are people who want their family members to learn English as a second language. Like I said, you know, the possibilities are really endless, and it's up to you. It's what you're interested in. If you're teaching at La Leche League groups, or you're teaching, you know, you're a doula, or you're, it fits. It fits in whatever your interests are.
Totally agree. It's just I wonder how many are going to sign up today.
Well, that's a good lead-in for. We have 35 of the printed manuals left.
Okay.
So the first 35 to sign up will receive those binders.
Woo-hoo.
And if you need support or have any questions, you can contact us at academy@signingtime.com. And all the information you need is also on the website, and there is a contact us form on the website that you can also use to contact us directly on the website.
Okay, perfect. So signingtimeacademy.com, you're going to go there. You can click on Become an Instructor, apply now, and get that process rolling. Thank you all so much for joining us on this call today. I hope we were able to answer your questions. And for those of you sitting on the fence, that's the most uncomfortable place to sit. So we invite you to come sign with us. And thank you for even considering it. Thank you for taking the time to share signing time, because I know you wouldn't be on this call if you weren't already doing that. So thank you for sharing signing time with the people that you know and love that are in your life. And hopefully we will be hearing from you very soon. And we'll be saying welcome to the Signing Time family. Welcome to the Academy.
Fantastic.
All right.
Sounds good. Thank you,
okay.
Rachel.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.